Well, today is the Feast of the Ascension. And in the Bible, a lot of people ascend. Moses ascended Mount Sinai. Elijah ascended Mount Carmel. Jesus ascended the Mount of the Beatitudes. And there are other examples of what as well. But in the scriptures, whenever someone is going up a mountain, something big is going to happen. Moses goes up Mount Sinai and comes down with the Ten Commandments. Elijah goes up Mount Carmel and comes back down and proclaims repentance to the Israeli people and turns them away from the false gods. Jesus goes up the Mount of Beatitudes and feeds 5,000 people with just a handful of bread and a couple of fish. And then, of course, on the hill of Calvary, Jesus ascends that too, taking upon himself all of our sins so that the gates of heaven could be open for every one of us. Ascension is very powerful in the scriptures. The Lord has now ascended, and he sends his disciples to go forth to tell people that they too must be ascending. Well, people have come up to me over the many, many years, been a priest, and have said, what is my divine purpose? And sometimes I have to speak in very general terms, but not when it comes to mothers. When it comes to mothers, you can bet on this. You can bet your soul on this. Your divine purpose is to raise that kid the best way you can. Make sure they're physically sound, mentally sound, emotionally sound, and spiritually sound. That is your goal in life. That is your divine purpose. And that purpose involves a lot of ascending, because mothers do a lot of ascending. In the middle of the night when that baby cries, do you mothers ascend? Tell me. And when the morning time comes, the school day, do you not ascend to make them breakfast and pack them a lunch? Oh, come on, let me hear it. Yeah, okay. And when your kid falls and scrapes their knee, do you not ascend and patch it up?
Yes.
All right. And when your kid's got their soccer game, softball game, baseball game, track meet, concert, do you not ascend and take them to it?
Yes.
Yes. Mothers ascend. Yes, they do. I think it's fantastic that Mother's Day fell on the Feast of the Ascension. Because the mothers will tell you, I spent a lifetime going up and getting up and going here and going there. God said, proclaim the gospel to the whole world. Well, it begins by showing your love to others. And boy, and all the things a mother does, a mother really shows her love, right?
Yes.
All right. So I want all you mothers to stand up, and we'll give you a special blessing, and then we have something else special for you. And if you're with your mother or near her, extend your hands out to them, please. May the blessing of God be upon you, the blessing of the Father and the Son, and may the Spirit of love, the Spirit of love, be with you all your days. Have a round of applause for all our mothers. Now, this is the month of May, dedicated to the Virgin Mary. And the Virgin Mary is the spiritual mother for all of us. So in honor of the Virgin Mary and all of the mothers here today, Eric and I are going to do our best to perform Bach's Ave Maria. It takes me 20 turns to get this bowl ready. People ask me, what is this stuff here? I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm telling you the gospel too. Genuine horse hair. It's from a horse's tail. I'm not kidding you. Every bow, horse hair. You can Google it if you don't believe me. Mm-hmm.
Mortis nostre. Amen.